Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. We've got a packed show today, starting with a huge proposal from OpenAI that could reshape the industry's relationship with government.
That's right, Paul. Sam Altman, in an op-ed, suggested a U.S.-led forum to set AI safety standards. But the real headline grabber is the idea of giving the government a 5% stake in OpenAI, offering the public a cut of the upside.
5% equity, Jane? That's quite a move. It seems to come after a month where Washington was really scrutinizing AI labs, with some models like Anthropic's Mythos and Fable being pulled back.
Exactly. Altman referenced the IAEA during the Cold War for atomic energy, suggesting a similar international referee for AI. He emphasized that democratic institutions, not AI labs, should ultimately make the rules, which is a significant statement.
Speaking of models, we also have news on some big releases. OpenAI previewed GPT 5.6, while Anthropic globally launched Claude Fable 5 with enhanced cybersecurity.
Yes, Paul. GPT 5.6 is currently only available with initial U.S. government-approved access, which again highlights the regulatory environment. Claude Fable 5, on the other hand, is out globally, boasting new safeguards and a HackerOne program.
Interestingly, on the heels of that Fable 5 launch, its bridge bench scores actually saw a significant drop. What happened there, Jane?
It appears the safety guardrails in Fable 5 triggered fallbacks to an older Opus model, causing the scores to plunge. This shows the delicate balance between robust safety and maintaining peak performance, something developers are really grappling with.
A crucial trade-off indeed. Meanwhile, Meta is making waves with their own model. Their Watermelon AI is reportedly matching GPT 5.5 benchmarks.
That's a big claim, Paul. Meta's superintelligence chief, Alexander Wang, confirmed this, though the model is still in training. It also comes alongside Mark Zuckerberg's admission that Meta's AI agent development hasn't accelerated as quickly as expected, sparking internal debate. A little internal drama there. Switching gears to development philosophy, the AI Engineer World's Fair highlighted a shift towards agentic loops and human-in-the-loop collaboration. Jeffrey Litt from the fair argued that human comprehension of AI-generated code is the new bottleneck. He warns that relying entirely on AI delegation could actually lead to lower quality software, emphasizing the need for human oversight.
That makes a lot of sense. And to round out our digest, Amazon launched a suite of tools for training and securing multi-turn AI agents, while the White House is accelerating talks on voluntary frontier AI model standards. These stories really tie into the broader themes we've discussed today, Paul, from powerful new models and the challenges of agentic AI to the ongoing push for responsible development and regulation. It's clear the industry is moving fast on multiple fronts.
Absolutely, Jane. And that's all the time we have for today's Merge Sort AI Digest. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news.